And I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the ongoing partisanship and gridlock in Washington are undermining the economic recovery. Speaking at a college in Illinois, Mr. Obama acknowledged that the recovery remains fragile. NPR's Craig Windham reports Republican leaders say Mr. Obama should be working with them rather than giving speeches.
The president says the main focus of his second term will be bolstering the economy and helping middle-class Americans who've not yet benefited from the recovery.
If Washington will just shake off its complacency and set aside the kind of slash-and-burn partisanship that we've just seen for way too long, if we just make some common-sense decisions, our economy will be stronger a year from now.
But House Speaker John Boehner dismissed Mr. Obama's speech as a waste of time.
It's a hollow shell. It's an Easter egg with no candy in it.
Boehner says Americans are not asking where are the speeches. They're asking where are the jobs. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
In Russia today, there was another flurry of excitement over the fate of former U.S. intelligence contract worker Edward Snowden. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the 30-year-old fugitive remains stuck in a Moscow airport.
Some Russian media began reporting that Snowden would receive documents that would allow him to officially enter Russia. But within hours, Snowden's Russian advisor, Anatoly Kucherena, told reporters that it would take a little longer. Kucherena said the paperwork is not yet ready and that Snowden will remain in the no-man's land of the airport transit area for the time being. Snowden has applied for temporary asylum in Russia. He's wanted by the United States for revealing secrets about U.S. surveillance programs. President Vladimir Putin's decision not to extradite Snowden has aggravated tensions between Russia and the United States. Corey Flintoff, NPR.